This one is tricky. This one is very tricky. Okay, the question is, what do you think of a marriage between a Muslim guy and a Christian girl? And from the email, I see that you've been together for 6 years, you're 26 and he's 28, and you got intimate and everything is great, and you broke up at least 10 times, and you cannot just stay away from one another. So that's basically the email. Now, I'm going to respond to this in several ways. Now, you're saying Muslim guy and a Christian girl, and I don't see where the problem is. From a religious perspective, you can get married and you do not have to convert. So he could stay Muslim and you can stay Christian and you don't have to convert. The compatibility issues, it depends on how religious the two of you are. How much of practicing Muslims and practicing Christians are you? If the two of you are very strict and very practicing and very religious, then of course this marriage would not work because there would be a lot of conflicts and lack of tolerance, and then you would have the issues with the kids. And the less religious and the less practicing you are, the more likely this relationship would work. So I don't see a problem with why you cannot get married. Now, maybe families, but I have seen this done. I personally have friends who got married to people from other religions, and it worked fine. So compatibility here is not a matter of pieces of paper. It's a matter of practices and a matter of beliefs and a matter of how you see your life together and how you respect your faith. And how you respect the other person's faith. It's a very complicated and tricky thing. So for example, if Ramadan comes and he's fasting, how would you react? And if you have kids, how would you want them to be? Those are the things that you need to talk about. Religious differences, they differ and they vary according to how you handle them. And I know a lot of people who are even married to foreigners. And they have this understanding. They know where they're going. They talk and they communicate and they respect one another. It's all a matter of respect and tolerance. So for example, if for Christmas you want to go to church, would he try to stop you? Would he make fun of it? Would he understand you wanting to show your kids that side of your life or not? So I don't know. This is something that you need to discuss with him. I know couples who have decided that they're going to teach kids both religions because they're both basically saying the same thing and they couldn't see the differences. And I know other couples who said, we're not going to tell kids anything about religion, and when they grow up they can choose. So I don't know how you want to handle this. But technically speaking, there is nothing that could stop you from marrying him. I want you to just think about this as a character difference. It's like if he likes to sleep with the TV on and you cannot sleep with the TV on, how would you handle that? Or if he likes outdoors and picnics and stuff and you're not into any of this, how would you handle that? Because religion is not just a piece of paper. It has a lot to do with how you carry yourself and how you decide things in life. So if you are on the same track, bearing different passports, bearing different pieces of paper, bearing different ID cards, then that's normal. But if you're so different to the extent that you cannot reconcile your beliefs, then this relationship is not meant to be at all. So I want you to deal with religion as if it's a part of your life. It's not a political thing. It's not a passport. It's not an ID. It's not nationality. It's more of actions and beliefs and responsibilities. Now, from your email, you said that you traveled together, you got intimate a lot of times, and you talked and discussed a lot of issues. Now, from the sound of it, this is not a very strict Muslim guy. But he might be having conflicts that you might need to know about. And from the sound of it, you are not the strict Christian girl. So those are things that you need to smooth between the two of you. Is it right or wrong? There is no right and wrong. It's a case-by-case thing. It's all about the two of you, what's right and what's wrong for the two of you. Because cases differ, and people differ, and families differ, and situations differ. So you might want to come back to me and tell me exactly what's preventing this marriage. And then maybe I can talk to you more about it. Now, I want to reverse the situation. Because he's a Muslim guy, it's okay for him to marry a Christian girl. And it has happened before and it will happen again. But let me reverse the situation. What if the girl was Muslim and the guy was Christian? And he cannot convert. Because in your case, Muslim guy, Christian girl, you do not need to convert. But what if it was the other way around? She's Muslim, he's Christian, and he's not going to convert. Because I've gotten a lot of emails about this too, and this is like a chance to just talk about it. In this case, you would have one of three options. Option number one, you stay together, girlfriend, boyfriend, with no hope of marriage, no hope of a family. This is where it starts, this is where it ends. Option number two, you leave Egypt, and you go somewhere else, and you have a civil marriage. But option number two means that you're no longer a Muslim, that he's no longer a Christian, that your families will disown you forever. So this is option number two. And option number three would be to think rationally, using your mind and logic, and see what your priorities are in life. Is your priority to be in this relationship that has no future? Or is your priority having a family? Or is your priority your own existing family? And then you decide where you want to go with it. So this was just in case the situation was reversed. So have a thought about it, because I don't see why it wouldn't work. Have a thought.